Skull and Evert present This Week in Horror.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Evert.
And I'm Sickle, and we're Sickle and Evert. We're the Unhallowed Reviewers. And we're going to be talking a lot of trailers today.
Yeah, it's going to be a trailer palooza. Speaking of which, I wanted to shout out again to Fantasia Film Fest. So I told them we did a podcast, and they responded to me on Facebook and said, thanks for doing that, blah, blah, blah. It wasn't anything crazy, but thanks, guys, for, you know, responding. Most people, you know, sometimes don't do that. So not most. Most people sometimes. Sometimes people don't do that. So I appreciate it. You know, when we reach out from hell, it's not the easiest thing. So.
Oh, man, I got all excited. I thought you were going to say that you asked if we could get in somehow and they were going to, like, open up the geo lock for us.
No.
But no. Now I'm making them look bad, and I'm not meaning that. Oh. That was very nice of them to reach out.
Anyway, let's move on to news, and then we'll do Trailer Palooza. And if we get through all the trailers in Trailer Palooza, we'll talk about some other stuff, too. So let's start off with the news article that you have.
Yes, so I saw that Quentin Dupieux, I assume that's how you pronounce it, but it's French, and so you never know.
You ignored an appropriate amount of letters in that word for it to be French.
I think so, right? Yeah. Like, it's got 18 vowels next to each other, and that's usually an O sound, right? So, with an X, don't forget the X, yeah. That makes it O. So, this is the guy that directed Rubber and Wrong. That movie is about a guy that loses. It's got William Fichtner in it. He's like not the bad guy. I don't know how to explain what that guy's character is. His movies are weird. They're crazy weird movies. And Wrong is about a guy that like loses his dog, and so he's going on this weird journey to find his dog, and then it turns out that William Fichtner took his dog. And it was because he didn't care about his dog enough, so he wanted to, like, prove to himself that he loved his dog enough to, like, go get his dog. It's a weird movie, like a lot of his movies are, but I actually thought it was pretty funny. And Rubber, most people know about that. That's the one about the killer tire that blows people's heads up. Anyways, this new movie is called Mandibles, and it's about two guys that find this, like, massive fly, like a fly that's about the size of a person. Like curled up into a ball, mm-hmm. And they try to train it in order to make money on the fly. And the only clip that's been released is the fly like lapping water out of a pool like a dog, and it's
what?
It's gonna be something.
Yeah, it's definitely gonna be a movie I miss.
His stuff is so weird, and you have to go into it with this, like, complete open mind. Like, his movies, to me, are almost like, the only language he speaks is French, and then he has to try to direct the movie in English.
So it's just like, only speaking it's a comedy French. Of translation errors. Like,
but yeah, like, without a translator. He doesn't have a translator. So he's literally communicating, directing a movie in French to all English actors. And I that's the way I feel like his movies go. But where they have a script, but he gives them all the rest of the direction is in French.
Like, are you sure you want us to do that? In the script, it clearly says in English that we need to walk down the street. Okay, so you want us to jump up and down? Okay, cool. Wow, that's a really
racist is my French accent. Yeah. That's terrible.
Let's move on. All right, so it's time for trailer palooza. I hope that sounds really cool. Okay, so we have about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 plus trailers on here that we're going to talk about. Thanks to Sickle for just randomly finding a bunch of movie trailers for movies. I don't know that we know when most of these are coming out, so we're not going to say dates. I don't think we're going to try to do that because it'll probably just be wrong anyway, but we're going to get into this. So the first one is called Entwined. Entwined was a trailer that I had. Yeah, why don't you talk about Entwined? Because
so it's this guy that's like it's got this setting almost like Arachnophobia with no spiders. It has nothing to do with spiders, but where a doctor moves to like a rural area where like nothing is supposed to happen, and then a bunch of crazy stuff starts happening, and it's almost kind of like it's almost like Arachnophobia in the sense that like it seems kind of funny at first. where like the dude's like bored and so he doesn't know what to do with his life. But and then it's like it seems like it's half French, half English because the doctor is American, I think, but then everybody else is French and he speaks French, so it's French the rest of the time. But whenever he's like talking to his buddy back home, it's English. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Anyways, I feel like the trailer makes it kind of hard to tell what it, exactly it's about. It seems like it's got kind of a demon thing going on, and like the town is kind of haunted by everything that's happening. And there's this lady that is lives in the middle of the woods that he's see that he like goes and visits, and he falls in love with her, but she's like obviously got some possession thing going on. I don't know. It looks weird. And it looks, definitely looks more like a dark fantasy or like a dark romance than a horror movie directly. Kind of like Spring. It kind of reminds me of Spring.
I still haven't watched
in
Spring.
In that sense.
So.
And I know that that's probably not up your alley. The only reason I feel like you should watch Spring is because you love
most of the other movies that these guys have made. Yeah, I do want to watch it, but like every time I think about it, I'm like, what movie should I watch today? Should I watch like a dark romantic movie? And I'm like, no, probably pass on that. Let's try to find something else. But it's just because I'm basically ignorant and really like a certain type of movie. So,
and that's okay. I don't think that that's ignorant. That's just you embracing your taste.
When I watched this trailer, I like was immediately put off, like just because there were subtitles. And then I started, but that's not like there is some movies that we're going to talk about today that have subtitles that I'm not put off by, but. It was the subtitles and then the lack of anything interesting happening in a trailer besides, like, stuff that, like, I've seen before in, like, 100 other movies. So, I was just like, meh. It sounded like
I had a hard time arguing with you on that.
Cool, like, with a name, but then it just wasn't, so.
Yeah. Yeah, because at first, I don't know about you, but at first I thought that it was going to be something like the Force is, like, eating people and...
Yeah.
Intertwined with like exactly. Roots and stuff like eating people. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what
I know. I thought it would be that too.
All right, so let's talk about the clip we saw for Uncle Peckerhead, which I think is going to be, amazingly fun to watch this movie because it looks oh so cheesy and it's going to be fun. So like, how did you find this first and foremost?
I'm pretty sure I found it on Bloody Disgusting. I'm pretty sure that they posted about it, so we'll give them a shout out. But, it gives me this, like, Victor Crowley kind of feel.
To me, it even seems way like more Hatchet. Campy than that, but in the same, like, kind of gore vein, yeah. Because, like, at one point, yeah, like, I can't tell if Uncle Peckerhead's a zombie or just some type of, like, demon or what, but he, like, eats the dude's hand or and, like, rips his face off or something.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he's possessed. Okay. I think that's what it is. Yeah.
Suffice to say, I really... It's just a clip. It's, like, a 53-second clip of... him doing some stuff, and every once in a while it cuts to these two people watching and they're just like ah, or like screaming or something. It looks so funny. Like it'll be really fun.
Yeah, the humor of it kind of reminded me of that first sketch from Scare Package.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit.
Yeah, definitely.
With the way they deliver it. Yeah,
so that one should be fun. All right, the next one, I wasn't quite expecting this next one because like the cast is Joe Manganiello was the guy, and I didn't catch it right away, but it's a movie called Arch Enemy, and it's, I did not, so here, so I'll give you the premise of what I thought about this before I read anything into it, because I just looked at, like, the blob of, like, describing the movie, and I did not get that at all from what I watched. So, basically, Arch Enemy looks like it's kind of like a revenge movie, akin to, like, this... Like, I don't know, what's the one with Bruce... Death Wish, that's what I'm thinking of. Like, Death Wish or something like that, where a dude just gets, like, rubbed the wrong way by some people and, like, or, like, threatened and or something dies that he loves and he goes on this rampage and starts killing people, right? Like, that's what I got from the trailer. Like, was generally that kind of, like, revenge kind of, like, payback movie vibe, right?
Yeah.
Didn't read it at all. But why don't you tell everybody what it's actually about?
If I recall correctly, now... Give me a little bit of some slack here,
sure.
Listeners,
because
I tried to memorize all of these synopses like in a couple of hours. So if I remember correctly, it's something about a guy that's like travels through a dimension.
Yeah, his name's Max Fist.
I didn't see the name.
And he
that's
claims
awesome.
To be a hero from a hero from another dimension who fell through time and space to Earth. Where he has no powers.
and he's just killing people. It to me, I get, like, knowing the synopsis and then watching the trailer, I get, like, almost a, like, Terminator vibe, but without the Terminator part. Like, just Michael Biehn going back in time.
Right.
Like, that's the kind of vibe I get where, like, this guy thinks he's saving a bunch of people and saving a bunch of people by killing a bunch of people.
And the best part that we didn't mention yet is the director.
Yes. The reason that we're actually really intrigued by it is not necessarily anything that we've seen or heard about it, other than the fact that it's, I believe it's Adam Egypt Mortimer.
Yep.
Is that right?
That's right.
Yes, and he's the director of Daniel Isn't Real, which was one of our favorite movies from last year.
Yeah, so it's got a lot going for it, and I think it's going to be pretty awesome, especially if it follows through really well with the claim theme. So.
Yes. All and right. I did notice, I don't know if you noticed this, but there's, like, when they're shooting up, like, text in the trailer, the background is kind of that portal-y thing from Daniel Isn't Real, but it's blue instead of red.
Yeah, I was wondering
if, I don't know if you noticed that.
Like a, yeah.
Like some kind of tie-in?
Yeah.
Like, that'd be kind of cool.
That would be really
but,
cool.
Hey,
a lot of successful kind of one-off movies are tied sometimes to bigger universes, and that's what makes them really interesting, so. All right.
Oh, just like the Resolution guys.
Yeah,
like Resolution
exactly.
And the Endless, and
right.
Yep.
It makes it a lot better when you can tie stuff like that together, so.
Yeah.
All right, the next one we got is a class. It's like a new trailer. It's a teaser. And I this is going to trigger me for a second, so let me talk about this. I hate teasers.
Yes. Now, I wanted you to talk about it. This is all you. I wanted you to talk about Terrifier 2.
Oh, well, I'm not talking about Terrifier 2 yet, because that's a whole separate conversation. But I just wanted
to
put in like 30 seconds here of, I hate teasers. Don't give me a teaser. Like, when I see official teaser, I don't watch your trailer, right? Because I don't want that. I would rather just wait till the real trailer comes out. Now, that being said, this is not a teaser for Terrifier 2. This is the trailer for Terrifier 2. A teaser is like what Zack Snyder and like Christopher Nolan do when they're like teasing their movies. And they're like, show half of the name and then cut to a sound that doesn't make sense and then show the other half of the name. And you're like, what the F is this? But this is not a teaser. This is a pretty decently put together trailer of Terrifier 2. And I will say this right now. It looks cool. I'm very excited for it, and it actually makes me want to go back and watch Terrifier 1 and All Hallows Eve and the short. Like, I want to binge it all. Like, I want to watch it all. And
yeah.
I never thought I'd feel that way, but I think that I might have built up Terrifier in my head a lot more than it needed to be, and this is kind of bringing it back down to earth a little bit as just a kind of slasher movie, right? Like, I'm excited to check it out again after watching this trailer.
Yeah, it did get me. I had almost the exact same reaction to it. Like, it got me back into it, and I think it looks like a lot of fun. I like the idea behind it, that like they're just hamming it up for the story, because like it's not about the story with him, and because like I guess he does get killed, but then like a demon brings him back.
Oh, I didn't even catch
something.
That, but that's cool.
Yeah. So, like, they're bringing Supernatural into it, but, like, it also, I don't think it's going to really matter that much. I think it's just him coming back. And they were just like, you know what?
Hey,
a demon does it. Like, that's, it almost feels like
second. Go Friday the 13th on it. Yeah, I'm fine with it. Like, he's going to, I hope he becomes more, like, even though he's already, Art the Clown's, like, one of the, like, kind of, I think he's kind of an iconic slasher. Like, you know him when you see him, and he's referenced in horror places a lot now. Especially on Facebook groups and stuff like that. So, more power to him, man. Bring him back.
Oh,
keep it coming.
Super excited. Oh, yeah. That's great.
I'm excited. I didn't think I would be as excited, but the teaser thing threw me off, the Terrifier thing threw me off, and then I watched it, and I was very sad I didn't watch it before that. So, all right. This one, I was very caught off guard by, because it's a movie called She Dies Tomorrow, right?
Yes.
And I watched it, and at first I was like, this seems like just a dumb psychological movie. And it is a psychological movie, but the gimmick is so cool in it. Like,
I agree.
And I'll say this, and I know we say this all the time, but it comes off very Lovecraftian to me, but not in the normal way that a Lovecraft movie would. Just in, like, watching these people descend into madness about...
Yes.
It. So, like, the gimmick of the movie is that, and sorry, why don't you explain what the gimmick of the movie is? I keep talking about stuff.
Oh, no, you're good. It's about a lady that just, she's convinced that she's going to die tomorrow. Imagine that. And everybody that she tells this to, then those people think that they're going to die. And So it just spreads like that. And so it's almost like a Pontypool-like virus that's spreading by, like, word of mouth. But it's not a zombie virus. It's just that people think they're going to die.
And, you know, and like, they end the trailer in such a way that you're not sure what's happening. And that's the most interesting part to me is because, like, even if it does come off as just, like, these people are crazy, like, it could be built the right way.
Yes. And it can, because it does appear to be happening in, like, an organic way, even in the movie. Like, it's not like some people just suddenly realize that this is what's happening. It's like you as an audience understand that's what's happening because that's what the synopsis of the movie is. But the characters are just like, oh, now I think I'm going to die. But then, like, other characters are just like, no, you guys are all crazy. Like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah,
like, why is everybody snapping? And
Yeah, it's like the whole, like, horror movie thing. Like you don't think about something that could kill you in real life until you sometimes see it in a horror movie. And then you're like, why am I scared of that now? Like, oh, man, did I really see that thing? Like, and it's like in your head, but that's the scariest thing is like differentiating things that might be just in your head versus real life. It's like a really psychologically damaging things that humans go through all the time. Like, so watching this movie about it and like watching the organic movement of people like just being like, oh, you're fine. Everything's fine. You're not going to die. Why would you think that? And then like they are starting to experience things and like they're like, they don't even address the fact that, like, they might back-reference the fact that people aren't crazy who told them the first thing. Like, that's what I'm more interested in about. It's like, why aren't the people talking to each other? What's going on? Like, I don't know. It looks so cool. I'm psyching myself up about it.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a fun one. It'll, at the very least, it's an incredibly unique premise, and I think it'll be fun.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and that one's coming out really soon, actually. I know we're going to talk about dates, but I saw the date is 8/7 on demand, so according to the Neon site or Neon YouTube channel. So cool. I'm so excited.
Yes.
All right, the next one we got, this one I saw on here and I was like, that sounds really familiar. I watched a trailer and I was like, I wanted to see this movie when it came out. So why don't you talk about The Pale Door?
Basically, the only thing that I can recall in my head about it is that it's from dusk till dawn with witches instead of vampires.
And yeah, and it's like in the it's a weird west. That's the main other thing that I love about it is it's like a weird, because you could technically call From Dusk Till Dawn a weird west, but this one's actually set in like the Wild West. So like they're like on a train heist at the beginning. So like yeah, but that's exactly it, and I'm so excited about it. Like there seems to be a mix of pretty cool practical and CG effects for the like witches, and if they're not like, they're like witches, like the wretched witches, not like other movies.
Not broomsticks and yeah. So yeah, it looks like a lot of fun. But it does, yeah, and I think that I feel like going into it, even though I think there's going to be a little bit more to it, especially like you said, because it's set in the period instead of like From Dusk Till Dawn,
mm-hmm.
Which I think adds a little bit more to it. I just feel like that's the expectation to me is, at least from an entertainment level, is going into it thinking, hey, this is From Dusk Till Dawn with witches.
Yeah.
And so if you like From Dusk Till Dawn, you'll probably like this.
Agreed.
Even though I think this might end up having a little bit more substance to it than even that movie did.
I will say, though, the trailer does something strange in it. The whole like mood of the trailer from like the beginning to like up until almost the very end is very like, what is it, like popcorn horror? You know, it's not,
yeah,
it's very like action horror oriented. And at the very end, they do some like weird psychological witch stuff that they throw in. And I'm like, whoa, what? Like that totally threw me for a loop because I wasn't ready for that kind of like imagery in that movie, you know, because they start doing things like, I don't know, there's more ritual stuff towards the end of the trailer. And I'm like, how deep is this going to go? Like how many different like reveals are there going to be, you know? And that makes me excited more than does hesitant, and I was excited that they changed the pace towards the end of the trailer, which was kind of fun.
Yeah, it does seem layered, much more so than From Dusk Till Dawn was,
mm-hmm.
Which I think will make it more fun and engaging throughout. I'm excited for it. Yeah. I think it's going to be good.
The next one, I'll say also, like, the first half I was like, the first half was set a certain mood, and the second half was, like, very different. It's a movie called The Unfamiliar, and like, the beginning of the trailer centers around a mom returning to her family from what looks like military duty. And basically, she thinks that she has PTSD, but it's not just PTSD. There's like something else that has come back home with her. And like, it seems like it's going to be kind of subtle and more psychological. And then they just start getting into some stuff at the end. And you're like, this is definitely not like Secret Window or like hide and seek. This is like, there's something happening. Like,
you remember? Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And I feel like, I definitely like the visuals, especially as the trailer progressed, like where it's going to be headed. And, I really like the direction of, possession movies where it tackles kind of like the psychological side of it.
Mm-hmm.
And this one is coming at it with a different angle of like this PTSD type situation. And so it's doing like a different parallel, on that whole realm. And like, even, and like, I get that it's been done before. And if you want to call it a gimmick at this point, of like, is it a psychological problem or is it a supernatural problem? Like, because Daniel Isn't Real just did that fairly recently and did it really well. But I feel like this isn't necessarily saying that. It's more of a like, is this demonic presence using the PTSD as a foothold to get to this lady? And so it still feels different, and it looks like it's going to be tackling some different like occult and ritual like happenings in regards to like how they're going to try to solve this problem in it, which I always think is fun when they add a new wrinkle to that. And I don't know, I think it looks like it's going to be a pretty good time.
Yeah, me too. All right, let's move on. I'm so excited to talk about this next thing. So, long, long time ago, not too long ago, in 2015, not even before that, it was like 2014, I think our first year at Telluride. We saw a movie, and the movie was called, oh my god, I can't remember the name of the movie now. What was the short called? Oh god. It was the one with the lady who is in the morgue. Remember that one?
Oh no. Yes, I do, but I don't remember what it was called.
oh man. I don't remember. We'll try to think about it while we're going through stuff. But it was like, it was really good. Like, it was like one of the better ones that we saw that year. And basically that is a short that got pulled into an anthology, right? And that anthology was called A Night of Horror Volume 1. A Night of Horror, it was just the name of the whole anthology. It was really good. Point of View is what it's called. I'm sorry, Point of View. And
Point of View, that's right.
And yes. So that anthology actually had a lot of pretty interesting like shorts on it, including some other ones that we had seen on the circuit and outside of the circuit. So I thought I recalled the name when you put this one on here, Nightmare Radio, because the prefix for it is Nightmare Radio, Night of Horror, Nightmare Radio. And the amount of shorts that are in this new one, the second volume or whatever, are insane. There's so many good ones in there, and ones that we've seen over the years that are good, ones that, like, we liked from previous Tellurides that were there.
Yes.
I don't want to spoil them too much, but there's a bunch of them on there that I'm just so excited to watch. I'll probably be buying this because I bought the first one, and when these come out, it's these nightmare horror ones. I think these guys are the people who do them are ones that like will like basically try to, they do the thing that we were talking about last time where they like pull the movie off of the circuit and distribute it, right? Like, because they take a lot of the shorts off circuit and start distributing them, as far as I understand it. But yeah, I'm so excited.
Yeah, I mean, I love anthologies anyways. I feel like they're like one of the safest things in horror to like just be able to sit back and enjoy. Because even if they suck, it usually goes by pretty quick. It's usually a breeze, and like you're able to like just sit back and enjoy it. I don't know. I'm really excited for anything that's going to put anthologies together, but especially shorts. I feel like they're more fun.
Yeah,
so
two of the main ones that you might know are called Vicious and the Pale Man. Or The Pale Man. The Pale Man. Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
I'm doing a thumbs up. You can't see it, but I'm doing a thumbs up. So, I think it's going to be really cool. I'm super excited for it. So, it looks like it's going to happen in September. So, all right. Another one we have is called From the Depths. And now I really want to know why you put this one on here. So I'm going to let you talk about it.
I think it looks terrible. I just wanted to put it on there.
Okay, that's what I thought too. Like, I couldn't tell if it was trying to be like one of those hundreds of shark plus horror movie themed movies at first.
Yeah. Part of me is like, I think that I appreciate the idea in the fact that it's very, very unique, but it also, I feel like, is just near impossible to pull off correctly, and it looks clear to me from the trailer that they did not pull it off correctly. To let everybody in on what we're talking about, this is about a...
Did we say the name From the Depths? We said it? Okay.
Yes, we did, yes. This lady that survives a shark attack, it seems like her two of her friends or a brother, sister or something, they died in the incident, and she's living with the post-traumatic stress of the whole situation, and so she's like seeing sharks like come at her through windows and in her pool and like swimming down the hallway just floating in midair and like seeing the undead corpses of the people that died. And it's like that. On the surface it's interesting, but at the same time it's like, okay, well, it's almost impossible to pull off with decent visuals and nothing. It's really stupid. And secondly, there's no actual threat. Like, it's just literally this lady just dealing with this, with the psychological trauma of what happened. And so it works better as more of like a dark drama than it does a horror movie. And it seems like they're clearly trying to market it as a horror movie. And it just, to me, it does not work.
Yeah, and I feel like it's just so out of its own element. Like, it's not at the right timing, and it's not looking like it's going to push the right boundaries it needs to push. I don't know. It just seems so, like, maybe a movie I watch on Amazon when I'm in a downward spiral. But it's not even presented in such a way that it's like a ghost shark or something. Like, it's a shark that's haunting her. Like, that could have been more interesting to me.
Yeah,
even though it's way cheesier. Like, it could have been more interesting.
Yeah, because, like, in this case, you know it's not real. Like, there's no way that it's real. And so it's just her dealing with it. And it just doesn't make it seem like a horror movie, but they're clearly trying to market it that way, and it just doesn't, I don't know, it doesn't work.
Okay. Yeah, agreed. All right, let's save one of the ones I know you are going to be excited about. And we're going to talk about one that is more controversial. So, this is a movie you might have heard of from a long time ago called Rogue. It's about a crocodile in Africa.
No, stop. What are you doing?
Isn't that what that movie's called?
That is what that movie's called, Rogue, but that's not the one that's on here.
I'm kidding. So,
and it's not Africa, it's Australia.
I'm sorry,
movie's amazing.
I know. That's why I thought it was funny that you posted this trailer on here, because this is clearly the antithetical to anything that you would want in a movie called Rogue that takes place in a non-US country about animals, right?
Like, yes.
So, let me read you the description of this real quick, because there's no other way to try to describe what's happening in this movie.
Yes.
Besides talking to you about it.
So, even watching the trailer probably isn't good.
Actually, I think the trailer actually sells me on this movie, because I want to watch it because it looks like a dumb action movie, but not a horror movie. But Megan Fox, Transformers franchise, tackles a thrilling new role as a battle-hardened mercenary in this explosive action saga. As team leader O'Hare, she leads a lively squad of soldiers on a daring rescue mission to rescue hostages from their captors in remote Africa. But the mission goes awry and the team is stranded. O'Hare's squad must face a bloody and brutal encounter with a gang of rebels, a horde of ravenous, and the horde of ravenous and enraged lions they encounter. So, like, it's kind of, from the perspective of just the movie, like, it seems like it could be cool, because it's kind of like Tremors-esque in terms of, like, well, not Tremors-esque, but two groups of people who need to fight getting together and surviving something that's, like, outside of the realm of normal understanding, right? Like, that's kind of a cool premise for a movie. It's not new, but it's potentially, like, can make a classic, right? Like, two groups of people who normally wouldn't get along getting along together to face something bigger than themselves. I like the gimmick. Like, I get it. Like, I'm on board, right? Enraged lions, cool. Like, that could mean anything, right? Like, they could be, like, mutated, or they could be really angry, or they could be, like, rage virus, right? Like, you could get that from that description, right?
I guess.
You don't
think
so?
Reaching.
Yeah, like ravenous, enraged lions. It doesn't usually happen that often. So, like, when you use two words like that to describe lions, I'm like, well, they already like to eat humans. How much more
ravenous
can they get?
That movie already exists.
Well, okay, aside, that's beside the point, because we're
it's
in the place
based
in Hollywood
on a true
now.
story.
This the based in the place in Hollywood now where we don't do new things. So, I will say this: the trailer. This is not the movie you want it to be. The trailer does not sell me on this movie, but I think Megan Fox does a pretty good job at the role she's in the trailer, at least. I don't know if that's going to hold over to the whole movie, because I'm not sure that her acting for that long is going to, like, be able to be believable for that long. And do you want to talk about the lion? Is that something that you'd like to talk about?
I have very little interest in this movie. It doesn't look good.
I think it looks entertaining to me. From the same perspective of that, like, the movies, like, Tremors 4 and 5 and 6 are entertaining. Because you're like, it's a crazy creature. At least the Tremors movies have Tremors, but, or Graboids, but I don't
it's
know.
True.
I mean, if I don't have to pay for this movie, I'll watch it.
Yeah, I mean, I probably will too. But I definitely won't pay for it.
You won't talk about it, though. I do want to say that the antagonist of this movie, the lions, or lion, are completely 100% CG. Not even trying to not make them CG. And they... It just looks like they pulled out, like, a Lion King character and, like, put it... Not, like, that bad, but... I don't know. It doesn't look good. It doesn't look good. But it's, like, trying really hard.
But it is trying very hard. But the lion is, like... It just, after watching the trailer, you're like, wait, so is this actually about the lion or not? Like, it's barely in it at all. And it looks like the movie's almost entirely about the action side of it, which kind of reminds me of a movie called... Primeval, which was about a giant killer crocodile, but not the same as Rogue. We're really going to confuse the people that are listening if they haven't seen Rogue with the Australian crocodile. But there's this movie called Primeval that was about an African crocodile that was killer, and these people go on this, like, mission to, like, catch it, and it ends up, like, it got, like, crazy bad reviews from the audiences that went to go see it, because they're all expecting this killer croc movie, and it ends up being almost the first, like, three quarters of that movie is more about, like, the political side of, like, the African country that they're in.
That's,
like,
the one
they're
I was
being
thinking
overrun
of.
By this, like...
That's the movie I was originally thinking of, Rogue, was this one, was Primeval. Because
because Primeval's not good. Rogue is amazing.
Yeah,
not this new one,
the old
one. That's
your subjective opinion, so let's get off of the fact that you like Rogue a lot. I get it. That's the movie I was thinking of, though, so, yeah.
I actually just recently saw an article randomly posted by somebody that said, like, highly underseen movie Rogue is really, really good and everybody should see it. I'm like, I know I've been trying to say that for years, but it's, like, impossible to find it. You can't even find it on digital services for some reason. I don't know why.
Suffice to say, this Rogue is not that Rogue. Like, let's just leave it at that and say, the CG lion is bad. It looks like a really crappy version of the new Lion King CG. It's like, so it's not quite breaking the Uncanny Valley, but it's trying so hard and it totally missed the mark.
Yep.
We're really far over. Do you want to keep going through Sputnik and Kilroy was here, or do you want to save those for next time?
Well, you can just save them for next time, I guess. Sputnik, the trailer, the original trailer for that movie came out a while ago, but this is the latest trailer, and I think it just makes it look a lot better.
Yeah, agreed. Sputnik is basically these Russians bring aliens back down, and they show you the aliens in the trailer, like, halfway through. And so, like, when you commit to something like that, we'll just talk about it. Commit to something like that, you either got a really good movie on your hands, or you're reaching. So, I'm like... flip a coin here, because it could be super good if they keep escalating like they do in the trailer, but it could also be like a what is that movie with Hildago problem, where Hildago had everything in the trailer that was in the movie and you don't need to see the movie anymore.
Yeah, I feel like what got me kind of excited is that when I was watching the first trailer, I did not think was good. I was like, I don't know about this. And then the second one I watched it, I'm watching it all the way through and I'm like, oh, I'm getting kind of an alien vibe. Like, this is, like, it's a slow burner, it's dark, the cinematography's a lot better, the acting looks better, everything feels like they've paced it a lot smoother, and then come to find that, like, the director was actually inspired by Ridley Scott's Alien.
Oh, cool.
While he was making it, and I was like, okay, this is good. I like the direction this is going in. And if this... ends up being, because in my opinion, I think that Russia in general has, at least as far as how their movies translate, has been, they've struggled to translate to other markets, like in particular the American market, for me. And where I don't, there's something lost in translation where I can't enjoy their movies as much, and they don't translate as well as like Korean movies and Japanese movies, for example. And you know, in most European movies, they translate really well. But this could be a renaissance for Russia, particularly in the horror arena, where like if Sputnik does really well and then Super Deep does really well, mm-hmm. which both of them look really promising, I might start getting really excited about what Russia's producing.
And maybe you should just do that anyway, and like, you know, support the country taking over America.
Okay, well, I'm fine with that. I mean, you know, if they're going to keep producing stuff like this, they can do what they want. I don't care. That's fine.
One last movie we will talk about, even though we're way over, is I saw the trailer today for And Shared with Sickle, the trailer for Kilroy Was Here, which is the new Kevin Smith movie, and it's a horror movie from Kevin Smith, so I'm excited. He's done, like, maybe one or two horror movies before that I can recall off the top of my head, and I generally enjoy them, even though I can't watch Tusk again, really, because, like, it's pretty intense, I think, for me. But I'm excited about it, because it just looks kind of like a rompy slasher movie, and it looks good to me. Like, I like Kevin Smith. Get wrecked.
Yeah, I think it looks like it's the right kind of goofy, as opposed to Yoga Hosers, which I thought was terrible. It's a different level of goofy. It feels more Tusky to me,
mm-hmm.
and I was more of a fan of Tusk, way more of a fan of Tusk than Yoga Hosers. It's almost been kind of like a downward slope for me for Kevin Smith movies, the ones that have been in this like horror-ish vein, where I thought Red State was amazing, I thought Tusk was pretty good, I thought Yoga Hosers was terrible. So I'm hoping that this is an upswing, and so I don't expect this to be as good as Red State, but hopefully as good as
Tusk. Yeah, at least I in think quality. Not the same kind of movie. It's a weird movie because it's not really. I don't know that he wrote it. I think his daughter wrote it, or somebody not him wrote it. I don't know for sure, but it didn't feel like a normal Kevin Smith kind of neat movie. Anyway, yeah, it looks better than those movies than that, and it looks more like Tusk. I agree. I'm excited for it. It looks more just like a slasher. So like, how seriously can we judge slasher movies before we just get into nonsensical like stuff? You know, like they're not. They're totally different than most horror movies.
It's true.
Like,
it's true. They're usually a pretty like black and white. It's a black and white subgenre for the most part.
Yeah, and it's hard to do new things with it, like they do with like You Might Be the Killer. Like that was really cool. Like that was novel. But not every movie has to do that to enjoy slasher, I think.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
it's okay to just go into it knowing what it's going to be.
Yeah, and just having different people's takes on it is fine. Like, I've never seen a slasher from Kevin Smith, I don't think, so I'm excited. Like, and he's got a new killer in it, so maybe it could be cool. So. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. You know, like, comment, subscribe. Let us know what you think about all the trailers you talked about today. And if you stuck around this long, thanks for listening.
Thanks.